Told you, really interesting conversation coming up with the national program's lead for Do More Foundation and members of the ECD Steer Committee, Dr. Jessica. The Do More Foundation and Kids Collab, they're coming together this Mandela Day to bring magic of outdoor play to young children in 675 ECD centers across South Africa. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Each and every year, you see brilliant things happening, people going out and doing exactly what they tell, what is sent out to do. And I'm not gonna keep anyone in suspense. I've got her on the line. Good morning, Dr. Jessica. How are you today?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners on this Thursday.
It's a beautiful Thursday, you know. Closing into the weekend. We've got to say the weekend is here.
The countdown has begun. And so Mandela Day is hot on our heels, and the 18th of July is what we're here to talk about today. So you're quite right.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Now, okay, for myself, including some people that actually hear about Do More Foundation for the first time, 67 minutes of play, Mandela Day campaign, what it's aiming to achieve?
Yes. So as your listeners may or may not know, Mandela Day is all about giving back to your community. And so 67 minutes is what is aligned to Mandela Day. And this year, the Do More Foundation has decided to orientate our entire campaign around movement and play. We know that moving and playing is such a critical part of child development. We know that so many children are not moving enough in their day, and that play is often neglected, and how important that is for school development, for your ability to have muscle stability and to be able to balance, and all those critical movement things that or outcomes that if you aren't given the opportunity or encouraged to practice and try, those children go to like middle childhood or adolescence not having those skills. And so yes, today we are, and this week we're using the week to talk about movement, to talk about play, and to encourage those families and ECD centers to get moving. Get outside, get inside, get moving.
It is very important, and I've seen it in communities, I've seen it in households. Children, they tend to literally sit with their phones, with tablets, and they do not play outside anymore, and which becomes a problem.
For sure. And I mean, you touch on such a hot topic at the moment around screen time. You know, screen time has become more and more of a part of children's day, and while there may be benefits to screens, there may be elements that are good, there are also so many factors that we aren't considering when we give a child a phone or put them in front of the TV. Instead of encouraging them to actually be bored, you know, it's actually a good thing for a child to say, I'm a bit bored, what should I do? And to come up with that creativity, to encourage that opportunity of, let me go find someone to engage with. I develop my social skills. Let me imagine a game and come up with creative play. Now my imagination is going. Mm-hmm. And so there's so many benefits. And, of course, all the muscles that you don't exercise or don't use when you're sitting, that there's a loss, you know. Such a loss to that child development. And so we're saying, get outside. You don't necessarily need play equipment. You can just play with what you have. And, you know, the sticks outside, drawing in the sand, playing in the sunshine, under a tree. There's so many ways to use our environment. Mm. And, of course, it's wonderful if we have a ball, if we have some chalk. You know, there's also things we can do with the fun that is in life today.
I want to get to your campaign you're currently busy with. Now, the campaign will reach about 675 under-resourced ECD centers across South Africa now, including centers in the Western Cape. Now, what impact do you hope this initiative will have on young children and ECD practitioners?
Yeah, so we're using the Mandela Week to fundraise for play equipment for ECD centers, for these 600 ECD centers. Of those 600, at least 100 are sitting in Worcester in the Western Cape, which I think is amazing for all the listeners out there that are sitting in the Western Cape, you know, that's such a valuable contribution to the early learning that's happening in the Winelands area, and also the opportunity for those children to go to school and be able to play. And I think that's the next conversation into the impact we hope to leave is, yes, it's a Mandela Day, it's a once-off campaign, but the impact will go way beyond Mandela Day. And because of the Dumo Foundation's investment and long-standing relationship with Vista, the Breda Valley, Winelands, we're not going anywhere at this stage.
Fantastic. And so great news.
It's a wonderful opportunity to train the practitioners and encourage parents to also get involved and utilize the centers as hubs of play.
You know what? And I've seen this, I've personally seen this, that parents are getting a little bit more involved, especially when your child is in an ECD center. The practitioners, they actually encourage parents to come support the kids, especially on family days, etc., those kind of things. And you've spoken about the importance of playing outside. Now there's something interesting which I would like to know about. Tell me about the Move and Play Kits. What's included, and how will these simple resources help children develop important life skills?
Absolutely. So the Move and Play Kits have been designed in partnership with our partner Kids Colab, who's a group of and they have come up with this list of about 10 items that are very easy to access. You know, things like a soccer ball, a bean bag, a cone, like a soccer cone. Also things like chalk, where you can draw on the floor, easy things that can wash off, but also the ability to play hopscotch or beanbag throwing into circles you've drawn on the ground. You don't need hula hoop, you know, you can make those. As well as some fun items that the centers may not easily access, like a colorful parachute. We're very excited about this. And so these are fun materials that maybe in a privileged home or a privileged school or center they would have access to, but in an underprivileged school, these are items that are on a wish list that very rarely get activated or actioned, because the funds have to go to the practitioner, the funds have to go to food, keeping the center open. And so play is like not a budget priority. So this is an opportunity to say we're putting investment behind play this week, and beyond this week, but we want to invest in resources. And so what the corporates have done is that we have about 10 packing areas around the country through corporate businesses who are packing for us these kits, about 600 of them. If you can believe it, that's quite the effort. And so from those packing events, the boxes will then go to the ECD centers. The centers will get trained, and for the next 4 weeks, they will receive prompts and encouragement to try a beanbag race, to try a hopscotch throw, to try a parachute play. And these games will develop the physical, emotional stability, imaginative play, all these incredible outcomes for young children all get developed when we get these children outside. Yeah. So that's what's in the kit. And for 67 Rand, you can contribute.
Oh my.
Anyone can contribute. And 67 Rand on our online store, dumo.org.za. And you can go and have a look through our social media. We've got loads of exciting posts all about play. And I think there's two calls to action. And the one is play yourself. You know, this is an invitation for you with your Mandela Day to think about how you're giving back. How are you playing in your community, and what non-profits or, you know, organizations could you get involved with, as well as in your home? And then the second call to action is, if you want to give, this is an amazing opportunity to give, either as a business or as an individual. And in return for your donation, you'll get a Section 18A. If you're a business, that's a tax benefit.
Oh,
and if you're an individual, you also get... there's benefit. It's a win-win.
So you're never going to lose out on this one. So, and you've been talking about... building the special partnerships, not just with businesses, but with communities as well, caregivers. And that's very critical to improve early childhood development. But why is it so? But you've mentioned it. But I want you to reiterate it and just give it into in layman's terms for myself. And for those listening now and tuning in for the first time, let me just get to this. I'm talking to none other than Dr. Jessica of Dumo Foundation. This coming Saturday, they've got a huge initiative that's taking place across South Africa. 675 ECD centers. They're going to be magic of outdoor play. They're going to find out, just do some good. You can also be involved. Go check out their website, domo.org.za. You can donate. Donate something. 67 rand for that Play More kit. And you know what, doctor, for me, you've talked about hopscots. I've heard that. I've played it in my childhood. I've had parachutes made in my childhood. I've been raised, beanbag racing in primary school and my childhood. It's very important. So how can communities, and especially with collaboration between communities, organizations, and caregivers, can you just come tell us how important is that for, especially for childhood development?
This is critical. We know that children learn through play. The body has muscle memory. The more we practice, the more we do something, the more our bodies learn and grow. And so from birth, actually, believe it or not, children should be playing, moving, exposed to the indoor and outdoor world. Mm. And so, of course, the critical period then is, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5. We want our children moving.
Yeah.
Before they get to formal schooling, which, of course, does involve play, but is a very different type of learning. And so while children are in an early childhood development season, let's play. Let's prioritize learning through play. And movement is a wonderful way to learn. And like you, as you mentioned, you were doing, you know, jumping, all kinds of fun play. And that those games are core memories, but they also help you develop critical skills in your gross motor, which is your big muscles in your arms and legs, as well as your stability, and of course your fine motor when you're catching a ball in your hand. Practical. These are life skills that you need to function in life. And so even as an adult, we need to be moving. We shouldn't be sitting and sitting behind screens. And so this is the call from an impact perspective, to say we should be moving more, not less.
You know what? And I've seen it with mine. My kids are a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old. And I've heard the one saying, I'm bored. And then the next moment, I see him walking around with Play-Doh, just practicing his muscles. And the 2-year-old, he's also now into Play-Doh. But he's into everything.
No doubt.
He's a menace in the house. But anyway, they do get the time outside. They play ball. They kick around. I've covered up so many holes already. I don't know. The next moment, I'm probably going to fall into one of the holes that they've dug. Just scared they dig a hole so deep they go to Japan. Finally, before I let you go, what message would you like to leave with myself, the people of the Winelands, about investing in our younger generation through Power of Play?
I mean, your story is so wonderful, and I'm sure so many people can relate to watching their children become part of a home. And so the message I leave with your audience today is this is an opportunity to value and prioritize play. It's also an opportunity to give back. And so ask yourself, what are we doing as a family this Mandela Day? And if that's just moving and playing outside, wonderful. And if you have the ability to give, you want to be a part of something much bigger, and you know that there are centers in the Winelands that are benefiting, then go in and donate. This is such a great opportunity to add your piece to what we're up to. So come and play with us.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you very much, Doctor. You must have an absolutely fantastic day. And I wish you all the best for this Mandela Day. With the kids, is it limited to only Mandela Day, or can people still donate after throughout the year?
Absolutely. So we have loads of opportunities to donate. And so while the kit campaign may have an end point, it won't only be on Saturday, but there will be an end to that campaign. There are loads of other ways to donate to the good work of early childhood development, and on that you can also find on our website.
Great. Okay, the website will be available on social media. Go have a look at it. It's KC107.7 on Facebook, as well as our WhatsApp line. I'm going to stick it up there, and go have a look. Go see exactly what the Dumo Foundation, what they're busy with, and how they encourage our children and ourselves, as well as our ECD educators and practitioners, to not just entertain our children, but to teach them the way of living. Right. Great. Thank you, Doc. You must have an absolutely fantastic day.
Thank you. Thanks for your listeners.
All right. Brilliant. Yes, friends. KB Yalamoya. After this, we got your sports. This is KC 107.7.